This is Fresh Air. There's a new entry in the ongoing series of Rough Guide music anthologies called Latin Rare Groove Volume 2. The mostly instrumental cuts draw on salsa, funk, soul, and rock from the past few decades. Music critic Milo Miles has a survey of the terrain and wonders what exactly to call this combination.
Latin Rare Grooves Volume 2 includes releases from the 1960s and 70s, but also current tracks from performers who continued the tradition of Latin fusion music. But I feel that the collection is misnamed. The term rare groove originally applied to R&B and rock oldies that had been overlooked when they came out and were worth a second life. The deluxe obscurities were used up quick, and rare groove became code for, buy this because you haven't heard it. We didn't say it was any good. Besides, some of the performers on Latin Rare Grooves are neither oldies nor little known. The group Quantic, for instance, are at least mid-level stars. The name Retro Grooves is a possibility, I suppose. But Ricardo Rey and Bobby Cruz were right up to the minute when their contribution came out in 1966. And there's a further problem that retro can't mean the same thing to groups from countries as diverse as Peru, Venezuela, and the Netherlands. Nope, seems to me that what we have with Latin Rare Grooves Volume 2 is that modern term that solves all contradictions, the mixtape. Best of all, the only criteria for a successful mixtape like Latin Rare Grooves is that you keep having fun as you keep dancing all the way through. But, well, it is extra fun when a standout track is taken from a 1970 album that was never finished and released, like this from Conjunto a la Yun. La soledad nunca daño ha hecho en mí. Seré libre y a querer yo a quien me quiera. Ya no tendré por quien yo ser un infeliz. Seré libre y a querer yo a quien me quiera. Ya no tendré por quien yo ser un The program on Latin Rare Grooves divides songs into clusters by vintage performers, international bands, and current outfits. But what unites them all is an appreciation of a kind of handmade urban boogie. There's only judicious passages of folkloric or hip-hop here. The one misfire is Rene Lopez's Steal Your Love, which has a comely melody and beats, but its sexual politics are the most retro part, stuck in the Midnight Rambler era. Since it's the final track, you can always leave the party a bit early. Fusion has gone out of fashion for modes like rock and jazz. The best music news delivered by this collection is that in Latin music, the flair for eclecticism, the desire to intertwine with other styles of pop and dance music, remains as vital and attractive today as it did 40 years ago. Rare Groove stays in the heart.
Milo Miles reviewed The Rough Guide to Latin Rare Groove, Volume 2.